From the makers of this podcast comes a brand new show. It's called NPTE StudyCast. If you're studying for the NPTE, this is the show you need to listen to,
period.
Short, sweet, and to-the-point episodes from board-certified clinical specialists and physical therapy professors on all the topics you need to know to take the NPTE. NPTE StudyCast, available now on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
NPTE StudyCast,
the number one NPTE podcast
in the world.
Wanted to turn this episode around really quickly, so we're releasing it just a couple days before we head out to next. Brad Thuringer, who's in charge of a program called Shoes for Kids, he started it about 14 years ago. Just a great thing in the profession. I'm going to let Brad talk about really where it started and what it does, but this is a great example of another place that physical therapy can put itself as a profession to show, not tell, all the great things we can provide for people. So excited for that. We'll let you know. We're going to be at the next conference. We'll be at booth 1201. That's 1201 with our longtime friends, Arias Medical Staffing, doing some interviews. And we've got these stickers specially made. It's a limited edition Chicago sticker. So if you're headed to the conference and you want to show off, you know, a couple of years from now, it's got the date on there, the Chicago skyline, Pete the Pint, our logo, and, you know, just a cool looking sticker for you to throw on a laptop. So check that out. You come by, the first 100 people who go there and say, hey, I want one of those limited edition stickers from Arias, you can get one before they're gone, though. Again, booth 1201, 1201. We'll see you guys out there. Episode is brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. Cannot thank these guys enough. They bring us to all the conferences across the country, and we do interviews at their booth, giving away some stuff. But really, they're the leaders in travel physical therapy. I love listening to students, new grads, seasoned professionals, sitting there talking to our friends at Arias and asking them these questions, because there's a lot of misconceptions about travel PT. And the cool thing is listening to people like Sonny or other people from Arias explain and kind of demystify and give good information versus where the bad information might be there. And watching those people, watching their faces change. And they're like, oh, see, I thought it was like this. And then Arias explains, no. Here's what you can do. You can do what you want to do, which is be a great therapist, where you want to do it, anywhere in the 50 US states. And then watching that light bulb moment is awesome. Arias, the leader in travel therapy, they've been doing this for several decades. They've got the information from top to bottom, plus they know where the need is and they can get you there. So do what you want to do, where you want to do it. I want to thank Arias for being a longtime sponsor of the show. And again, we'll be at their booth as well. We'll kick off the episode with Brad Thuringer. It's the first round brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They're a single source for physical therapists looking for BFR. That's blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. If you're looking to add that to your clinical toolbox, they've got the certification, the education, the research behind it. That's what you need, plus the tools you need to put it into clinical practice. Check out more information. Johnny Owens and the team, I don't even know if he goes home anymore. I think he keeps instructing this around the world. NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, NCAA, internationally, that they're instructing teams on this, as well as therapists here and abroad. So check them out, owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world.
It is.
This is the PT Pinecast.
May I introduce...
Please allow me to introduce you to...
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
On the phone right now, Brad Thuringer. Brad, a PTA educator from Lake Area Technical Institute in South Dakota. And friend of the show, been on the program before. Brad, welcome back, man.
Hey, thank you. I always enjoy being a part of your conversation.
Excited to get this episode out to the audience because it's next week. You're actually in Chicago right now. What are you doing, House of Delegates stuff or setting up for Shoes for Kids?
Hey, a little of both. Yeah. You know, yes, the first part is always kind of a lot of this governance in the house and things, but also Shoes for Kids is on the ground and getting boxes set up, the shoes to be dropped off, and making sure we're all ready to go. And actually, it's this Friday, June 14th.
For people who maybe don't know the full story, maybe they've never even heard about Shoes for Kids, give people a background. What is it?
Well, this started, we're in our 14th year.
Wow.
And so as we come into these cities, our profession for our annual meetings, this is something that I thought was something that would leave a thumbprint a little bit of who we are. We're in our meetings, we talk, we try to have an impact on healthcare and making physical therapy available to everybody. But yet there's some people that maybe are around the corner that just have some basic needs that can kind of help in their fitness and wellness, and trying to make a difference for them. And so we've been going into these communities now for 14 years and providing brand new athletic shoes for young children and younger adults, giving them socks and hoping, you know, that that provides them with the proper foot care and helps them to be able to be more mobile and fit. And, you know, for a child, a pair of shoes has a lot to do with self-esteem too. And just maybe that little pair of shoes will make them feel that they got some confidence, or yeah, gives them that confidence to maybe take a chance and step out and do something that maybe they didn't feel comfortable doing before.
I love it. I found out about this. We met, I don't know, maybe it's, I mean, it's probably 4 or 5 years ago now in Alexandria. You were there for something to do with APTA, and we met in a bar, which is where most of my conversations take place. And you didn't actually offer up about shoes for kids. Somebody actually had to say, Hey, tell him about shoes for kids. 14 years, as you mentioned. I love the fact that, listen, when we have a professional conference, when we do a CSM and you bring 17, 18,000 physical therapists to a city, or you do a Next and you got four and change thousand physical therapists, or a National Student Conclave, listen, we sell a lot of hotel rooms. We sell a lot of food and drink at restaurants and hotels and souvenirs and the whole nine. Listen, we keep convention centers moving, and that's fantastic. But I love the fact that this is literally about giving something and leaving something behind that's going to benefit this local community. And this year, again, Next is in Chicago, just coming up in just a couple of days. I love the fact that it's about leaving something behind that benefits real people, and not just in a monetary way.
Yeah, the stories are endless. You don't realize sometimes just a simple pair of shoes that the child has really never mentioned to their mom or dad that they're too tight or they're too big, or, you know, can't ask for something. And so when the mom or the dad comes up to you afterwards and, you know, gives you a hug and tells you how much, you know, this has really helped them, I mean, that's when you know that you've done something that will definitely be remembered. And, you know, so, and this is not something that, you know, one person can do. It's been something that our association has done.
Well, I'm glad to see the APTA getting behind it. And just so we're clear, this is going to benefit the Woodlawn Community Elementary School, and that's in an area of Chicago that the conference will be near. In 14 years, ballpark it for me. I know you're not keeping track because you're just giving away shoes and socks, but like ballpark it for me. How many pairs?
Up to this conference, it was over 15,000 pairs.
Wow.
We do bring in more shoes than the individuals that we know will be seeing. And we want that, basically, because when we come in, we want that individual to be able to come, and we provide them with a selection of shoes to where they can make a decision. They can choose. They can really kind of have that independent, you know, thing about, yeah, I like that pair.
Yeah,
and
own
I
it.
Have that. And so then all the things, all the shoes and socks that remain and will stay with that agency or that school, so that there may be another child or another situation to where hopefully, you know, we can still continue to be a part of that community months down the road. Over 15,000 pairs, and it's pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. So so people coming to Next, they can help by bringing a pair of new shoes. This isn't a you know, empty out the used shoes in your house drive. We want to give somebody off on a good foot. See what I did there, Brad? Off on a good foot.
Yeah.
A new pair of shoes and socks. So bring those with you if you have room in your carry on. If you've got room in your checked bag and you want to help, bring a pair of shoes. Let's see, where can they drop them off when they get to Next?
So this year we're doing an elementary school. They are pre-K through sixth grade. So when you think of those young people, you're talking about toddlers and youth sizes, you know, from toddler 1.5 to all the way up to about a youth or an adult like 5 or 6, both on girls and boys or women, and socks that would fit those feet accordingly.
Okay.
Now, when they bring them in, then basically there will be these white cardboard drop boxes. They're about 3 feet tall, and you'll find them in front of where the House of Delegates is for this first week. Then when the House of Delegates closes, then there will be boxes that will be by the registration, APTA registration.
Right.
Drop them off there. we then will go each night and collect them and secure them. Yeah, then on Friday morning, we all group up and we get to the school and make some children smile. And these kids don't have an idea. They don't know we're coming.
I love that.
That is going to be just that moment where they come in the gym and they're going to see tables just full of bright colored shoes, white, multiplied colors. And we've done this at a couple of elementary schools, so I can almost, you know, how this thing is going to look.
Yeah.
And they are just so giddy and just smiling and anxious. It's kind of like I can't wait.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
So, yeah. Hopefully.
Besides bringing some shoes, maybe you don't have room in the bag. Maybe you're not coming to Next, but you're listening. People can send a donation through PayPal and through a GoFundMe page as well if they want to contribute too, right?
Yeah, and you know that's what really has kind of probably made this thing work and be successful too. It's because you know people's lives are busy. They're you know lucky and tight. You know, so much as I'd like to have them go out buy it so they can have that little experience too. Spending money, I know, you know, there's some cost to that, but what it does is it makes things accessible to us right away. And we buy the shoes in the city, so we try to get back to the city that way. So the GoFundMe page and the PayPal is a way that then we can transfer those funds very quickly and utilize them while we're here to go buy the shoes.
Do you need help? Do you need hands on site on Friday morning? Is that a need as well?
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, one of these things where people's time is valuable, and I respect that. And when people come to these conferences, obviously they're taking time away, and they have to do the things that they got to do. And this year's on Friday, which is a little different because, well, one, when you do a school, you got to do it when they're in school on Friday. You know, Saturday, where we used to do this, so Friday may be a little tight. Do we need them? You know, I could use maybe about another, you know, 6 volunteers.
Yeah.
I try to keep the number down for a couple of reasons. One, your time is valuable. I want you to come and I want you to have as many touches as possible. I'm not going to overwork you, but I want you to be able to know that when you gave up your time to come to help, that you were able to have the experience that you were anticipating, not just by standing and waiting and, you know, and being a box. I want you to be on your knees.
Yes, servant leadership, really.
Yeah. You know, sorry, this has been such a passion of mine for so long that if the day comes that my emotions don't connect to it anymore, then it's time to stop.
Yeah. Well, I think if anybody gets around you and they start talking about Shoes for Kids, they can tell. I mean, we can hear it in your voice right now. I mean, this is something you started. I mean, you've told me stories about you driving all the way from South Dakota to, what'd you do, a South Dakota to Florida with a car full of shoes?
I've driven to Florida, Boston, San Antonio, Maryland, D.C., and those are 22, 24-hour trips. And,
wow.
Yeah, I loaded up an SUV, and I actually kind of put myself in a real tough spot. I think it was about 8 years ago. My son was getting married, and, of course, when you get married, you got to secure the church, and you got to, you know, like, you're at their mercy a little bit.
Yep.
And June is always conference time. June is always Shoes for Kids month. And when him and her fiance came to me with the date, I said, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Do you know what date that is? Do you know what's going on? I said, okay, I can put my trip off one day. So they got married on a Saturday, and I left Sunday morning at 2 o'clock a.m.
Wow.
Driving to Boston. And so as much as you celebrate with your children when they get married, I had to limit myself a little bit. You know, they were all cool about it and things, but,
that was
a very long trip.
I bet, but yeah. Obviously you care about it. I mean, you can see the impact.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to bring some shoes, bring it to let's say registration's kind of easy to aim for. And again, the APTA is supporting this. So ask any of the APTA staff members. They're always super helpful, always super knowledgeable. So ask them, hey, just mention Shoes for Kids. If you're bringing a pair, if you want to help, there is a GoFundMe page. There is a PayPal link as well. If you want to, you know, direct message our social media, we can put you in touch with Brad as well. So message us at PT Pinecast. We'll get you in touch with him. I want to close with a story. Is there a memory, you know, on site that really resonates with you? But if you were trying to tell a story to someone listening about what this is going to feel like, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. I guess, you know, last year there was 2 young boys that came in. They were about 13, 14 years old. And so the one boy, we put some shoes in front of him. Boy, he had this eye on this pair of icons. And they were beautiful, man. These were nice shoes. They were like Air Nike or something like that, okay? And he put his foot in there, and he had a wide foot. It just wasn't going to work. Oh, my gosh. He just tried. He said, I want these. And I said, man, they're too tight. They're not going to work for you. Your feet are going to hurt, and they're going to get sore. I know you like these, but try another pair here. And then you'll see the difference. You'll feel the difference. But his buddy next to him, he was looking at that pair. And he goes, is there another pair like those? And we look and go, no, that's it. And same size as his buddy, okay? So that kid, the original first boy, still wanted that pair. Oh, he was really determined. And we kind of talked to him about it and everything else. That other boy's looking at those shoes, just like, man. And so the first boy looks at his buddy and he goes, do you want those shoes? He goes, wow. He goes, you have them. And that was a moment where two kids, one kid gave to the other, and it was like, I know kids have, you know, probably sometimes more passion for each other than sometimes us adults with other adults, you know. So that was something. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that because stories are endless. But yeah. Both of them walked out, smiles, and just, you know, feeling like, you know.
That's why you do it.
The day is good.
That's why you do it. Well, thank you for doing this. I think this is a great example of how physical therapy is everywhere. The profession can insert itself into many things. And, you know, giving shoes and socks to some people who might need them. Yeah, that's helping them be a little more mobile. But, you know, as you touched on before, too, it's working a little deeper there. And that's what we think our profession does in terms of how they feel about themselves. And how they're carrying themselves and what they're able to do when they feel a little bit better about themselves. We'll see you out at Next. If you want to say hi to Brad, he'll be there on Friday. Again, if you want to get in touch with him, just DM us and we'll get you in touch with Brad if you're looking to volunteer or you want to donate. Brad, we'll say hi out there. And, you know, Friday morning, if you need an extra set of hands, you know, maybe I can come out there and help you.
We're leaving at 10 a.m. Concierge desk, Hilton, Chicago Hilton.
So perfect.
I see many of you there. But thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for kind of being kind of the voice to this movement and mission, and appreciate all that you're doing. And so thank you for giving me a couple of moments there.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting.
To providing content marketing solutions.
For PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today.
At BuildPT.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.